The Blues came to Vashon a couple of weeks ago by way of the Brews and Blues concert put on by Vashon's Rotary Club. They've advertised it as the first annual. There were a couple of learning opportunities, but all in all, a great day for the blues, and I hope there will be many more making this an annual event. For today's Blues Adventure with Java show, I start off with Rory Block, who doesn't just play the blues, but is a student and reminds me of Taj Mahal in that respect. Next will be Sugar Blue, a harp player from the United States, who was discovered in Paris by Mick Jagger and put him on several of the Rolling Stone albums. Curtis Salgado and Alan Hagar, another Northwest native, Laurette Longale, Eric Clapton, B.B. King, Islanders Walter and Donnie, who aren't really Walter and Donnie, John Mayall and Gary Moore, Brownie McGee, a lot of duos today. Then from the Blues and Brews show, Nick Vagarino, another duo, Buddy Guy and Junior Wells, and to finish the show, Sue Foley. Thanks for listening, and I hope you enjoy the ride. I'm in the mood for just playing some of my favorites. Too many for one show, but I'll start off with Rory Block and a tune by Tommy Johnson. Here's Big Road Blues.
Take a whole girl's money, but you sure God won't take mine. What makes you do me wrong, daddy like you do, daddy like you, do now. What makes you do me now, daddy like you do. I said, you maybe think you're gonna do me like you done that.
Big Road Blues, first recorded in 1928 by Tommy Johnson, was here performed by Rory Block. Sugar Blue is a harmonica player who played with Memphis Slim, Willie Dixon, Louisiana Red, and perhaps most famously, was found by Mick Jagger busking on the streets of Paris and was recruited to play harmonica on several of their tracks. Up next is Just to Be With You, and this is off of Sugar Blue's 1994 album Blue Blazes.
I'll just get you home with me. Thank you.
Sugar Blue playing harmonica and singing on Just to Be With You. Northwest native and frequent performer in Seattle, Curtis Salgado teamed up with longtime friend and guitarist for their Rough Cut album, which released in 2018. This is Hell in a Handbasket.
Been told by some for all the sins I've done, any chance of seeing heaven, they say it next to none. I suppose that's true if you take in consideration everything I've done. I never did in moderation. I took responsibility, I made amends with discretion. They still call me a bad boy who will never learn his lesson. So when I'm dead and gone, don't bury me in a casket. I'm going to hell in a handbasket. That's right. Well, it's up every morning with the same old routine. A strong cup of coffee, I got the news on TV. There's a war going on. It's another revolution. Everyone's got opinions. No one's got solutions. Yesterday's history is just a day repeated. It's the same old bowl of soup that's been reheated. So if the past is a prediction of a future so fantastic, then we're all going to hell in a handbasket. That's right. Yeah. Check this out right here. This is no concern to you, but I believe you're mistaken, and I think you know it too. 'Cause if you want to get to heaven like most of mankind do, then you better get to confession, 'cause it's long overdue. You better tell the truth and give your soul close inspection. You might end up going in the wrong direction, 'cause when St. Peter takes his guest list for heaven's gate to pass it, he's gonna say, hold on, let's see if you're in this, your names. No. I'm sorry, it looks to me like you're going to hell in a handbasket. Bye. Ain't that a pity? Ain't that a crying shame? Hell in a handbasket. Going down. You're going down. Here we go.
For that intro, I forgot to say who he teamed up with. That was Curtis Salgado and Alan Hagar with Hell in a Handbasket. One of my favorite performers. This is the Blues Adventure with Java Show on the Voice of Vashon, KVSH. Thanks for listening. Laurette Langill was a blues woman from the Northwest. She worked with some of the greats like John Lee Hooker, Coco Taylor, James Cotton, and Charlie Musselwhite. Sadly, she passed away in 2008 without ever putting out a CD. After she passed away, a friend of hers, Jerry Wolcott, put out a live album of different performances that he had recorded of her over the years. Next up is There'll Be Some Changes Made, and that's from his CD that came out in 2012.
The next song I'd like to play is a favorite of a friend of mine named Spring. Her mom used to sing it to her when she was a little girl. And it was made famous by a woman named Mildred Bailey, who was one of the first great jazz singers who wasn't black, but she also wasn't white. She was Indian, and she was from Tico, Washington. And this is the tune. They say that you can't change the old for the new. But I have found out that this won't do. See, when you grow old, you don't last long. You might be here today, but tomorrow you're gone. And I loved a man many years gone by. And I thought that his love for me would never die. But he made a change.
Lorette Langill, and There'll Be Some Changes. That's off of the Forever Friends live album. Two powerhouses teamed up in the year 2000 and put together Writing with the King with B.B. King and Eric Clapton. Up next is an Isaac Hayes cover off of that album, Hold On, I'm Coming.
Thank you.
Hold On, I'm Coming with B.B. King and Eric Clapton with from their Writing with the King album. Up next is another duo, perhaps not as widely known. This is Roughneck by Islanders Walter and Donnie off of their 2018 release Pipeline Blues. In case the name of the duo sounds suspiciously fictitious, it should.
To my knees.
Walter and Donnie and Roughneck off of their 2018 album Pipeline Blues. Check them out on SoundCloud, CD Baby, or Amazon. Thanks, Rex, for the CD. And if you think that Java sounds a bit fictitious, you'd be right there, too. It's a long story. This is the Blues Adventure with Java show on your community radio station, the voice of Vashon, your island connection. I think that's all of our taglines. Oh, wait. Thanks for making us part of your day. In 2001, John Mayall teamed up with a number of musicians to put out Along for the Ride. One of the tunes on that album was If I Don't Get Home, in which Gary Moore played.
Last night in my room,
That was Gary Moore playing with John Mayall, a Delgado Brothers song, If I Don't Get Home, on Along for the Ride. Up next is another great matchup. This is Brownie McGhee and Sugar Ray and Rainy Day, a song written by Brownie. This performance is from his 1997 release, also called Rainy Day.
I hate to be alone. It's on a rainy day. I remember so well. That's the day my woman walked away. It was on, oh, it was on a rainy day. The night before, we were so loving, and then she broke the news. Brownie, I don't love you, I've been jiving. People, that's why I sang the blues. You know, on, oh Lord, on a rainy day. You know the wind, winds were blowing. People and the clouds, they were moving slow. She says, I love life is ending. She says, Brownie, it won't be the same no more. She had two cups of coffee. I had one small cup of tea. She just walked out of my life, left those old, low down, dirty blues with me. People, it was on, oh yes, it was on a rainy day. You know the wind was blowing. People out in the clouds, they were moving slow. She says, I love life. Brownie, I love life is in there. And it won't be the same no more. People, she had two cups of coffee. I had one small cup of tea. You know, she just walked out of my life, left those old low-down dirty blues with me. People, it was on, oh yes, it was on a rainy day. You understand what I said? It was on, oh yes, it was on one rainy day. Listen to me, please listen. It was on, oh God, it was on a rainy, rainy day.
Rainy, 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 rainy day.
Browning McGhee and Sugar Ray with Rainy Day. What a great song. Picking up the beat a little, up next is Victims of Cool from an album by the same name released in 1996 by Nick Vegarino. Nick performed at the first and, I hope, of many annual Brews and Blues concerts on Vashon in June of 2019. He was the outstanding performance, in my very humble opinion. Just Nick and his drummer. Very nice. Here is Victims of Cool.
Of his soul. Just take a look deep inside, you'll find there ain't nobody home. With two levels of love, there's no encore after the show. His lagoon is so shallow, girl. Your ocean runs deep. Well, his leaves of love are yellow. No life do they keep. Ah, with a victim of cool, there just ain't no crop to reap. Somewhere out there's a woman with the blues in her eyes. Somewhere out there's a woman with the blues in her eyes. Two levels of love, baby, will cut two hearts down the side.
Wasn't that some nice guitar work? Nick Vegarino and Victims of Cool. And this is the Blues Adventure with Java show on the Voice of Vashon, which in addition to over the air, you can listen to anytime, night or day, by going to the Voice of Vashon website or app. Find the show tab and scroll just a little way down to Blues Adventure with Java. My shows hang out there for 2 weeks after being broadcast and then get sucked into a radio show vortex gone forever. Buddy Guy and Junior Wells teamed up in 1965 for their It's My Life, Baby album. Next is a Sonny Boy Williamson II tune that they did called Checking on My Baby.
She been gone so long. Don't do it, mama. Don't ever do it. Come on, come on, come on. One more time.
Checking on my baby with Buddy Guy and Junior Wells. Thanks for checking out the Blues Adventure with Java show on the Voice of Vashon, KVSH. To close out this episode is Sue Foley, who started playing guitar at age 13, became interested in the blues via the Rolling Stones, moved from her childhood home to Ontario, from Ontario to Austin when she was 21, and the rest is history. This is her Shake That Thing, which is off of her 2004 album, Change. I hope you enjoyed the show, and we'll listen again.